to this. A mother and son are fighting Rotorua school's rules on facial hair. A story in the New Zealand Herald today says Kaori Huawai Flavel was sent home from Rotorua Lakes High School because he has a moustache. It's in the school rules that students have, but his mum is going to talk to the school board at its next meeting to see if she can get the rules loosened. The school, though, seems to be saying rules are rules. This brings to mind a story from 2014 when Lucan Batterson, a Year 12 St John student at the time, took the fight to keep his long hair to the High Court and won.
Good on you, Lucan.
Lucan had refused to cut his hair but said he would tie it up at school to keep it tidy. Jenny, what do you think? Should you simply have to stick to the rules of the school, or is that moustache at the age of 15, is that an important thing to keep?
Yeah, that is an important thing to keep. If the school rules are no facial hair, and I know that people will tell me it's about expressing individuality and all the rest of it, but the school rules are the school rules. And I will say I couldn't actually read the story because it was locked up behind the Herald's paywall, so I didn't actually get to read it, but I can have an opinion anyway. But also the thing with the guy with the long hair, it was because the rules weren't clear, they were slightly obscure, and so he got round it in that way. It wasn't the judge saying that school kids should be allowed long hair.
Guy?
You can't just say the rules are the rules. Like, the rules used to be you could hit kids with sticks. Like, the rules change.
Yeah, so change the rules. But while the rules are the rules, it says no moustache. And really, why does a 15-year-old need to rock up at school with a moustache?
For the ladies, this guy is a weapon. He is coming into school. All the girls are going to love him. That wispy bromo is going to be too much. All I can say is good luck, mate, because you're unstoppable.
Okay, so if you were the principal guy, what would you do?
Off that bromo every time, mate. I used to have a moustache like that, and you've got to get it off, mate.
Yeah, when you're 15, had a really dodgy one, didn't you?
Yeah, I look horrific.
Yeah, my son was just finished school last year, but at his school, if you turned up and they felt that you needed a shave, you could either go home for a shave, and then you had to explain why you missed a period, or they would supply a razor and nothing else for you to shave with.
Ooh, you've got to have some
cream. Interesting, wasn't it? The principal says, Guy, does it change his learning? No, but this is about an expectation. Mm. If our community wants to change our expectations down the track, that's a decision for them.
Yeah.
But there's structure for a kid's life. There's rules. There are boundaries. Is that what we are really saying? It's not about a moustache.
Well, if you allow a moustache, then you go, do you allow a goatee? And then do you allow a flavour saver? And then you're going to get, like, styled sideburns. The whole structure of society is going to fall apart.
Oh, my God,
this
it could be
important.
dangly earrings on girls before you know it.
Over my dead body.
Yes.